Mohamed Sanu. They've got the tight ends with Hooper. He's been coming along. You got Toilolo. You've got and then you can always just lean back on the running game or hit the Freeman or Coleman out of the backfield on swing passes. But just the actual just running game, the Falcons have a lot of options to go with. The second key to this game, I think, none of those options are involved. It's that ankle injury for Alex Mack. He hadn't practiced this week, and Julio Jones hasn't practiced this week. But Dan Quinn said that was just a precautionary thing to rest him up this week, and then they're going to be full tilt next week practice-wise and back and ready to go. But that offensive line, as much grief as I used to give the Falcons over the years for just ignoring basically the offensive line, this year has been a very welcome change. And on top of that, all five starters have started every game at the offensive line, which is incredibly fortunate for an NFL franchise to have the same five starters start along that line of scrimmage to build cohesion. And because you know as well as anybody, that offensive line is five pieces that make up one unit, you know, and they all have to work together in unison like that.
I was talking to a Patriots fan the other day, and they said, obviously, they feel like the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. They said the only two times that Tom Brady has ever lost a Super Bowl is to Eli Manning, and Eli Manning's not playing in the Super Bowl. Okay, valid point, but I don't know. Like, I feel like that if the Patriots are the favorite, we should be saying, if the Falcons do this, they have a chance. But we're doing the opposite. We're saying that even though New England's the favorite, for them to win, they've got to put pressure on Matt Ryan. And that doesn't feel like the Falcons are underdogs to me when you're talking about the team supposed to be the favorite has to do something other than play their normal game to win the game. To me, that feels like that most folks, because that's actually what I've seen in the national media a lot too, and that was my own assertion anyway, so I agree with them. But I just feel like if you're going to talk about what New England has to do to win the game, then pretty much you're saying that if Atlanta plays their game, they should win, right? Am I missing that?
Yeah, I think Atlanta has a great shot to win this game. I really do. They just for those reasons I said with the offensive line, as long as the injuries come back, offensive line, and that goes to your point of protecting Matt Ryan as well. And the multitude of weapons that the Falcons have. Matt Ryan has gone to, I think he's thrown touchdowns to 14 different receivers this year, which is crazy in NFL standards.
You spell MVP, MVP.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
It's time to get yourself into that awesome new ride you deserve. And the place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2017 Camrys and Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
For years, Shell and Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shell and Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shell and Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
Back on the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth, and now visiting with us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline is Dr. Danny Carter of Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Carter, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
You know, I kind of want to jump to a topic that that you might be familiar with and kind of tie it into the sports world. We saw Julio Jones go completely run through the Green Bay Packer defense a couple weeks ago, and he was supposed to be suffering from turf toe. Can you tell us exactly what turf toe is?
Well, turf toe is an injury where the great toe, the large toe in your foot, gets hyperextended, meaning the foot comes down and that big toe comes into a hyper extended position, and a lot of the pressure on that foot is applied to the ligaments on the bottom of the foot, essentially the part of the foot that is in contact with the ground. And that particular injury can be very painful. As you can imagine, someone like Julio is putting tremendous stresses on his foot when he's running or cutting, jumping to catch passes. And for him to be able to tolerate the amount of pain from that injury and continue to play at the level that he does is really quite amazing.
Yeah, he had an amazing game against the Packers. So when you come down with something like that, when you've got turf toe, obviously the medical staff for the Falcons got him ready to go right before the game and got him ready to go to a level to where he had a huge game. So what would you do to treat something like that? What would you do to treat turf toe?
Well, I'm not privy to the actual details of Julio's injury, but what you would generally do is to try to eliminate some of the pain that's occurring. So doing things that you would normally think about for sports-related injuries, such as icing the injured part down to decrease inflammation, immobilizing the injured area. So sometimes splinting that area, which is at the junction of where the big toe and the remainder of the foot meet. So I'm not sure exactly what they did in his particular situation, but perhaps they reinforced that area within his cleat with some sort of a wrap or a strapping mechanism. Certainly, athletic trainers are very skilled at performing those types of things. Sometimes taping one toe to an adjacent toe can be effective, or even, you know, modifying the shoe wear that he may be wearing could be some options for him. But whatever they did, it must have been quite effective for that particular game.
No kidding. This is Dr. Denny Carter joining us here on the game via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Dr. Denny Carter, of course, from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. With turf toe, we hear about it a lot, especially with professional athletes. What actually causes turf toe? Is it literally a player that plays on turf too much that causes the injury? What causes it, Dr. Carter?
No, I think that's just the name of the injury, but turf the impact, the difference between the surface and the shoe is certainly important in relationship to foot and ankle injuries, but turf toe can occur on really any surface. It really just depends on the position of that great toe and foot as it comes down. For instance, if he was jumping to catch a pass and came down awkwardly on that foot, or if he was in the process of being tackled and his foot were in that position, regardless of whether he was playing on a type of turf or if he was on a grass field, really either one of those types of surfaces can cause a turf toe injury. But with the differences in different types of playing surfaces, the frequency of those injuries may differ from one surface to another, and that's been a concern with playing on turf versus playing on a more natural field. But there's been a lot of changes in those artificial surfaces over the years, with I think many improvements relative to foot and ankle injuries. But specifically, that turf toe injury can occur on multiple different surfaces.
Once again, Dr. Denny Carter from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery joining us here on The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, Dr. Carter, well, we all know that Julio's got the injury. We all know the Falcons are going to play in the Super Bowl next week. How long does an injury like that take to heal? Is he going to be ready to play in the Super Bowl without having to worry about that turf toe?
Well, that's an interesting question. It really depends upon the severity of the injury, exactly what structures were injured. I'm sure that he's had full evaluations of that with X-rays, advanced imaging, possibly MRI. And the other issue is Julio has had, from my understanding, prior surgery on his foot, not necessarily related to the turf toe injury, and I'm not sure exactly how that plays into what's currently going on with his foot. But I know that it is unlikely that anything is going to keep him off the field in that Super Bowl here, what, a week and a half from now. And he seemed really not to be too inhibited from that foot injury in the second half of that game. But I know they probably shut him down a little bit before the end, but probably just to give him that added rest as much as he could get within these 2 weeks.
I got you. Well, I know that we're all excited about the Falcons being in the Super Bowl. Hopefully they can finally win one.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Carter, thank you for coming on with us and taking the time. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Jason.
Sure. Once again, Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, always making me a little bit smarter.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate that. Julio Jones, man, that's super impressive. The guy's got turf toed and do what he did against the Packers, basically just ran free whenever he wanted to throughout the Green Bay secondary, huge numbers. Of course, the Falcons win that game going away to get themselves to the Super Bowl, and a large part of that was turf-toed Julio Jones.
Yeah, and that's the dilemma with Julio is he's fast enough to beat you just with sheer speed, and then he's also 6'4", 210 pounds, 20 pounds or whatever, and can physically beat you up front if you try to check him up at the line of scrimmage.
This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can reach us by 912-275-7017. Email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and M&B Liquors. We still have Cam Futch in the very next segment, Brunswick High linebacker, standout Brunswick High linebacker. He's very, very good. He's going to talk a little bit about his recruiting process, and we'll ask him some questions about the new incoming coach, mm-hmm. if he's had a chance to talk to Sean Pender, and if he has, because I do believe Pender did meet with his players last week, so I'm really curious to ask Cam what was said.
Yeah, and I really want to hear his thoughts, because he's going to be one of the team leaders on the team next year. He was this year already, so
right.
I know
it'll
be one next year. So he's an important piece, going forward for Brunswick High and how this all is going to shake out and work out for him.
Yeah, their defense is pretty much going to hinge upon the play of Cam Futch and Sherrod Frazier. Those two are going to be the stalwarts at linebacker. Frazier kind of plays a hybrid linebacker safety spot, but those two are going to be your main playmakers on that Brunswick High defense, and everything they're going to want to do to be successful will revolve around the success of those two players.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Let Cunningham Jewelers take the stress out of finding that perfect gift. Lockets, bracelets, necklaces, and much more. Valentine's Day is special, so make her feel special. Sterling silver locket and chain for only $75, and a ton of gifts under $100 to fit your budget. Mention you heard this commercial and get 20% off. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick, and remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Brunswick High standout Sherrod Frazier received his fifth scholarship offer, this one from Central Michigan. Glenn Academy standout Randon Jernigan also has been offered by Central Michigan. The offer is Jernigan's first. Former Brunswick High Pirate coach Maurice Freeman spearheaded several relief efforts alongside current Brunswick High broadcaster Kip Branch over in Adel in the aftermath of this past week's storms. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That's the bed that always gets me, that one that just jumps. It always scares me every time, even though I know it's coming. What we do know is coming is Cam Futch on the line with us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Cam, thank you for taking the time to come on with us.
You're welcome. I don't know.
We're well. Hey, Cam, let's go ahead and I want to kind of go ahead and ask you about the recruiting process with you. Where are you with that? What schools are you looking at? What schools are looking at you?
Right now I got Auburn, Georgia. They've been sending me a bunch of mail. They've been wanting me to come up there and camp. I got Indiana. I got Southern. I got Kennesaw and Central Florida, schools like that. I got Georgia Tech. I got Duke, and that's pretty much it.
Gotcha. On the recruiting front, is there a school that you kind of, if they were to offer, that would kind of end everything for you and just be the school for you?
I mean, I could see myself playing at Auburn. It's because, I just compare myself to their linebackers. They're not, as big, 6'3", 6'2". They, in the 6'4", 6'1", range, 215, 220, or, a Georgia Tech. Because their linebacker's not as big. I think I'm bigger than they starting linebackers right now. So I can see myself going to a school like that.
Mm-hmm. Cam Futch from Brunswick High joining us on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline here on The Game. This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and Shell and Hogan. Okay, Cam Futch, so You guys are now going through the transition of a new coach. Your team's transitioning away from the Larry Harold era into the Sean Pender era. Has Sean Pender addressed the team? And if so, what'd you think?
Yeah, he addressed the team. He addressed us when he first came down, when we met him in the auditorium. He was just telling us his love, you know what I'm saying, his game plan, and, like, basically what he wanted to do when he got here, how bad he wanted to be here. You know, like, I ain't got no problem with him or nothing like that. Like, I'm cool with him. Like, I sat down with him for a good little minute and just talked to him and stuff like that. Like, he just wanted our best, like, foot forward, stuff like that. And, like, so people just got to buy in, basically, because we got, like, 35 seniors coming back in, like, we should have a good year.
Yeah, no doubt, Cam. Does the Pender's reputation of being, you know, always having an offense that can really put up points, does that kind of excite you guys over on defense? Because it kind of takes a little bit of pressure off you guys. Last year, you had so many close games where defense really kept you guys in the game and unfortunately weren't able to put up enough points. Does that kind of get you guys excited a little bit to most likely have an offense that is going to help you guys out and really be complimentary to what should be another stellar Pirate defense?
Man, what? Man, we so happy. Man, we so happy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Last year, even my sophomore year was like that. But, yeah. Like, junior year, man, just had a lot of pressure. But we tried to, you know, just stick with it, whatever. But now we got an offense that's going, you know what I'm saying, put up points on the board. It's going to be better for us. This was like keeping fresh legs and, you know, winning games, really.
Was the sentiment echoed from what you just told us? You know, you're talking about how excited you are to have Sean Pender in-house as the New Brunswick High head coach with the offense that he's bringing. Is that sentiment echoed throughout the rest of the team to where, yeah, you know, the former coach that was there and the former regime was there, man, it was tough sledding scoring points and the defense had to play well. Are you the only one that shares those sentiments, or is pretty much everybody on board with this hire, with the team?
Everybody pretty much, like, on board. Like, man, really, all our teams, like, we just want to win so bad. Like, I think this our year, just because, like, we all got that bond. We all been together since freshman year. And, like, we've been going through so much, like, so much adversity. And, like, we got some good ball players. So we just ready to win, man. That's pretty much it.
No doubt. Speaking of being good ball players yourself and Sherrod Frazier, y'all both were selected for the Rising Senior game this past, two or three weeks ago, I guess it was. Talk a little bit about that experience with us and what that was like playing with elite players from all over the state.
Man, really, it was real fun. Like, you just went down there in Atlanta. I ain't gonna lie, it was cold. We weren't used to that. Like, it was so cold down there. We weren't even used to that. So we had to adapt to the weather. But when we got down there, man, it was like, it was crazy because you don't usually, like, perform with all those good players, 3 stars, 4 stars, 2 stars, whatever, you know what I mean? So it's like you down there with good players. Like, ain't nobody out there that's, like, sorry and they're like, so it's basically showing you where you are as a player. And, like, when we got down there, I mean, we dominated. We did good, you know. We talked to a couple of reporters, you know, just trying to get our name on the map. And, like, it was real fun. Like, everywhere we went, like, we went to the strike zone. All the coaches called us Brunswick. They didn't even call us by name. Like, Brunswick. So it was a good experience down there. And the game, it was just fun.
Cam, defensively last year, you had a very, very good year in the system that you played in under Larry Harold. Now, I'm assuming that system is going to be somewhat similar. Have you had any conversations about what your role in the defense is going to be? I mean, again, last year you were one of the leading tacklers on the team and someone that offensive coordinators really had to keep an eye on to know where you were on the field and basically make sure that you were accounted for. What do you see your role on the defense going forward for this season?
Pretty much the same role. Just basically telling people to line up, be that same way that it was last year. I don't think really nothing going to change because I already talked to Coach. And, you know, he already know who we are. He know what we do. You know what I'm saying? He know how we play. And, like, I was told we might run a different defense, but it's like I'm not really, like, sure. But I don't really care because I'm going to adapt anyway. Like, Like, it's like I play outside linebacker, middle linebacker, but really don't matter just because I know what I'm going to be doing. I know the leader that I am. So it's basically going to be the same. Ain't nothing going to change, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned 35 seniors coming back. You know, that's a huge number at any level. But who – is it going to be kind of – are you and Sherrod kind of taking the lead, taking the mantle with being the leaders on the team? Or is there several guys that you've really kind of seen come forward as leaders on this team?
It's going – most likely, you know, it's going to be me and Sherrod going to be like the main leaders. But we do have our center, Ty Hansen. We got my brother, the running back, Shaquille Robinson. We got –
Maybe DJ Whitfield or.
Oh yeah, we got DJ Whitfield. You got Rudy Nixon. You got Terrell Carmina. Just all those things that's like big key factors to the team. And we got so much talent really mm-hmm. on the team to where like everybody just got to be accountable for. Really, like you can't sleep on nobody on our team just because like we just work so hard. You know, even in the off season.
Right.
Cam, thank you for taking the time to come on with us, and we wish you the best 2017 season and the best going forward after that. We know that, you know, I know that you probably remember this, but of course you came to the Southern Sports Edition photo shoot last year, and you and I were talking, and we were talking about your offers, and you said that you were just beginning to get some interest from schools, and I told you, yeah, by this time next year, that will certainly be not the case. Everybody will be knocking down your door to get you to go. And right. Obviously that has happened, so congratulations on that, and wish you absolutely the best in the season and beyond, Cam. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Cam.
Thanks, Cam.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
It's time to get yourself into that awesome new ride you deserve. And the place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2017 Camrys and Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Quartz City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Quartz City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Quartz City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network here live on WBQO. This segment is brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and by Bruce Kennedy Tire. And right now, let's head into the dangerous world in the mind of Jason Bishop for this week's Week in Review.
And here we go. Why would the Cavs turn down a Carmelo Anthony for Kevin Love trade? Because Kyrie Irving needs more than two shots a game. Ben Roethlisberger says he may retire, leaving the heir apparent, Landry Jones. Australian Open final, Federer, Nadal, party like it's 2005. Braves sign catcher Kurt Suzuki and outfielder Adam Walker, and no one knows who either of them are. Julio Jones is the best turf-toed receiver on the face of the planet. Aaron Rodgers, it's not your fault the Packers lost to Atlanta. Without you, the Packers are a 5-11 team. Baseball Hall of Fame says they will not change standards, which keeps proven steroid users out of hall. But suspected users are okay. If Bill Belichick shuts down Julio Jones, he deserves every Super Bowl trophy from here on out ever. Braves interested in signing Jeff Francoeur again because every team needs a free-swinging righty off the bench who can't hit sliders. Matt Ryan personally checking air pressure of every ball used in Super Bowl. And these are my thoughts.
I kind of agree with a good bit of that.
As always, because it's always right.
Well, you know, I don't know about that, but
I can literally see Matt Ryan in the tunnels checking the Patriots balls, making sure, like, with a little air pump that like, checks the PSI. Like, yeah. I can see Matt Ryan doing that next.
Pressure gauge.
Next.
That's hilarious. I don't know. This whole area, everybody's been so stoked about this Falcons Super Bowl, but it's going to be fun. And the thing is, if Belichick does key, like I said, if Belichick does key on Julio and tries to just take one guy away, double team him all over the field, that's going to open up a lot of other things for the Falcons offense.
Well, some other things that are going down. National Signing Day is quickly approaching. And I'll admit this. Like, this is fact. There is nobody in the entire state of Georgia that knows more about Georgia recruiting than Drayton Hogarth. Like, it doesn't exist. There's no person that meets those credentials. When you say Georgia recruiting, the next thing that you see in the dictionary is Drayton Hogarth.
Just a tiny bit of an exaggeration, but, you know, that's all right. But, yeah, National Signing Day is Wednesday. It's always the first Wednesday of in February. And it just happens to fall on the 1st this year. So Georgia has, if they didn't sign anybody else, Georgia has their best recruiting class that they've had possibly ever, Jason. I mean, I'm trying not to exaggerate on it, but it's as far as players and needs, that's a big thing that a lot of people don't focus on. A lot of times they focus on the stars of players, you know, different 3-star, 4-star guys. This class fits needs so well along the offensive line and at wide receiver and defensive back as well. So it's very strong in that aspect.
You exaggerating about a Georgia recruiting class that's never happened.
I mean, they're only number 3 right now in the big rankings, according to the 247 composite. But, you know, so they got some room to improve, but as long as they finish top 5, and like I said, if they didn't add any more, they'll finish in the top 5. But there's still a few guys left on the that they're trying to angle to bring in here.
Okay, well, there's no doubt that everybody knows, you know, Kirby Smart He knows what he's doing in the recruiting world. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's got on the team. And, you know, Georgia last year lost some games where the team looked a little bit soft. And then Kirby cost them some games as well with some poor coaching choices. But, you know, okay, those things happen. I was obviously wanting to point those things out. And so now he's gotten on the recruiting trail, and the recruiting class looks good. At the end of the day, what he's trying to do, especially on offense, is he's trying to make Georgia's offense very similar to what Alabama's offense was, with the huge offensive line in particular, and then running the ball with these Heisman backs that Alabama just keeps churning out one after another after another after another. So he's trying to copy that blueprint. And of course, Kirby Smart is known for genius on the defensive side of the ball, and so that's what he's trying to do there. That's going to be the easiest thing for him. I think the other side of the ball, the offensive side, is going to be more of a challenge. But to this point, man, you look at what's coming in, and what's already committed. And granted, you know, we still have to get signatures on pieces of paper, but the verbals that Georgia has coming in, if you're a Georgia fan, you have to feel good about the direction that it looks like he has the program going in, just from the recruiting aspect. Even if Georgia just repeats half of the success that Alabama's had, as a Georgia fan, don't you have to feel good about that?
Yeah. Just be a contender for the, you know, for the SEC, which in turn will make you a contender for the college football playoff.
Well, if you're in the SEC East, you're automatically a contender for the SEC, right? Because the East is so bad, anybody can win it. And if you get in the championship game, who knows what can go your way against Alabama.
Right.
So if you're in the East, you automatically are a championship contender.
Yeah. If you want, there's a couple names to keep an ear out for if you're interested in National Signing Day coming up. You got Aubrey Solomon out of Lee County, is down to Georgia, Michigan, and Alabama. This kid has been I don't want to say trolling a lot of people, but every 4 or 5 days he seems to have a new leader for him, be it Michigan, be it Alabama, be it Georgia. Every time he'd go on a visit, it would switch up, it seems like.
What's trolling mean?
Kind of not making fun of, but kind of, you know, leading people along a certain way and making them think one thing and doing another kind of thing.
The kids are using that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you know me. I have no idea where he's going to sign. And he's got a lot of people fooled, by the way, as far as where he's going to eventually sign. I'm just going to go out on a whim. I think from things I've heard, I think he's going to end up signing with Georgia. As even though right now Michigan is kind of thought of to be his leader, I think he's going to end up in Athens when it comes down to it. Another kid, Markavius Bryant out of Crisp County, has had longtime interest with Georgia. A lot of people thought he was a silent to Georgia for a while, meaning he's said he's going to come but not made it public. But he's going on visits to Auburn, going on visits to LSU, is giving him a lot to think about. So that's one to really keep an eye on, outside linebacker out of Crisp. Again, I think eventually he will go with Georgia. These are all guys that I think will end up signing with Georgia. Nico Collins out of Alabama, 6'5" wide receiver, like we were talking about, fixing that offense, you know, get playmakers on that side. Again, Michigan-Georgia battle there, and LSU's giving him some to think about, but I think he's going to end up signing in Georgia. And then another point of need for Georgia is defensive back. Kid Amir Speed out of Sandalwood High School in Jacksonville, 6'3" cornerback. If you've seen Julio Jones running free throughout, you know, against opposing defenses, you'd see the need for big cornerbacks that can move like that to kind of counter that. So he's another one that they're really trying to bring in here late. And then one other thing to keep an ear out for is the battle with Georgia and South Carolina. Georgia's got a kid committed, Devontae Wyatt, big defensive tackle, 300-pounder. He's kind of oscillating back and forth between the two schools. And Jamias Williams, of course, we all saw him go bonkers in that state championship game for Grayson against Roswell. He's committed to South Carolina currently, but is on an official visit to Georgia this weekend. Last visit before National Signing Day. Got a lot of pressure to maybe stay with the in-home, in-state school. I don't know. I think he may end up – I think they'll split those two, to be honest. I think Wyatt will stick with Georgia, and I think Williams will stick with South Carolina.
Again, there's no person in the state that knows more about Georgia recruiting than Drayton Hogarth. And as impressive as that is, he also found a way to work in the word oscillating and into a segment, into a sports segment, and do it effectively. You're just not going to find that anywhere else. And that's fact. Fact.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question.
located off of Exit 29. M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Let Cunningham Jewelers take the stress out of finding that perfect gift. Lockets, bracelets, necklaces, and much more. Valentine's Day is special, so make her feel special. Sterling silver locket and chain for only $75, and a ton of gifts under $100 to fit your budget. Mention you heard this commercial and get 20% off. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick, and remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Brunswick High standout Sherrod Frazier received his fifth scholarship offer, this one from Central Michigan. Glenn Academy standout Randon Jernigan also has been offered by Central Michigan. The offer is Jernigan's first. Former Brunswick High Pirate coach Maurice Freeman spearheaded several relief efforts alongside current Brunswick High broadcaster Kit Branch over in Adel in the aftermath of this past week's storms. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Emailer sends in, Jason Drayton, what do you think the final score of the Super Bowl will be? You want to go first?
I'm going to wait till next week's show.
What? It's the lamest thing ever. I'll give you a score, because I'm not afraid. 35-17 Falcons. 35-17 Falcons. Okay. I don't think it's close.
Okay. Momentum or?
Patriots can't rush the quarterback. They're going to give Matt Ryan all day to throw. He's going to pick you apart. On the other side, Tom Brady isn't that same mold as Matt Ryan. You leave him in the pocket unimpeded, he's going to pick you apart. But the Falcons aren't going to leave him unimpeded because one thing the Falcons do very well, rush the passer. Yeah. So when you start getting Brady to move around that pocket, he's not as effective. Therefore, I like the Falcons going away, 35-17.
Yeah, I really think Atlanta can win. And kind of, we can kind of maybe go back to a couple of years when the Patriots faced the Seahawks. They didn't exactly light up the scoreboard in that game against a Dan Quinn-led defense as well. So maybe there's a blueprint there that he's maybe learned, can pull from that and utilize in this one as well.
Another emailer sends in, one thing we know about Jason Bishop, he doesn't mind giving you his opinion. That's pretty true.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. All right, so we've got this new segment going on where every week, we do it every single week, where we talk about the things that we need to talk about to get you up to date on what's going on regionally and locally, and then when the show ends, we just don't have enough time to get to everything. So Drayton, being as smart as he is, says, why don't we come up with a segment where it's kind of like a lightning round almost, where we talk about, just mention these things that we're not getting to, to keep them timely and to get them out there. And I said, you know what? That's a really great idea. Let's ask Bishop Media if we can do that. And I didn't get a response, but Drayton did. They emailed Drayton back, and they said, great idea, Drayton. Tell Jason.
I get that all the time.
I know. That's the truth. So, all right, that's what we're going to do. And so I guess since this is the inaugural one and it's Drayton's idea, Drayton, if you don't mind, I will let you lead things off.
All right, check it out. Glenn Academy basketball, since we had Coach Terrence Haywood on the show, has won 7 straight ball games and were able to knock off Brunswick High last night, 71-63, as that's 7 straight over at the Glenn Academy gym last night. So, Terrence, good job, buddy, and just shows we're the good luck charm for any school or any coaches that want to call in. We bring you good luck, guys, so give us a call.
We are good luck charms. That's a fact. Sean Smith, receiver for Brunswick High at the beginning of the season, had committed to South Carolina. That didn't end up working out the way I think both parties wanted it to, so he rescinded his commitment at the end of the season and has been looking ever since. Reopened his recruitment process just the other day. I believe it might have been yesterday. Sean committed to the University of Virginia, which I'm actually surprised by. I thought he was going to end up going to Louisville. That didn't end up happening. So Brunswick High receiver Sean Smith commits to the University of Virginia.
Yeah, that's big for Sean and very good get for Virginia. How about the Atlanta Hawks? We were kind of down on them after that Kyle Korver trade. I think it had more to do with the rumors of trading Tim Hardaway Jr., trading Paul Millsap as well. They've gone like 8-4 since this Kyle Korver for Mike Dunleavy trade. And the Cavs, on the other hand, have gone like 4-8. So, I mean, something. I'm not saying it's all Kyle Korver. There's a lot going on with Cleveland right now. But I like maybe getting some new legs, some fresh legs out there has really helped the Hawks and kind of hopefully turn things around a little bit.
Maybe got some people's attention.
Yeah, that could be as well.
All right, so Sherrod Frazier gets his 5th offer, as I'm sure you probably heard in Southern Sports Edition Minutes. Central Michigan comes down and takes a look at some guys that we have down here, and they not only like Sherrod Frazier, they also offered Randon Jernigan. And I think Sherrod Frazier is going to end up with a top-notch D1 prospect, probably at the safety position is where I see him playing collegiately, and I think Sherrod Frazier's SEC caliber.
Yeah.
Randon Jernigan, also offered by Central Michigan. I see Randon Jernigan as like a kick returner, defensive back, maybe even a safety at the collegiate level. Obviously, he's going to play quarterback for Glenn Academy this upcoming season. I think Randon Jernigan also is a Division I athlete as well. I do think the only thing I'm going to say about Randon is I'd like to see him get a little bigger through his frame.
Yeah, a little bit more size. But also, I think a lot of schools may wonder if that kid's going to be a baseball player at the next level, too.
That's a good point, too. And I will say this. I've never seen any human being faster than Randon Jernigan, ever. Ever.
Yeah, lightning quick.
I'd like to see him and J.J. Green line up and just go.
That would be tight. How about this? Des Bryant came out and said that the Dallas Cowboys were the only team in the – he felt like that the Cowboys were the only team in the NFC that could have beaten the Falcons. Bitter much, Des? Just – really, shouldn't you just kind of keep quiet after you got beat by the Packers and then you saw what the Falcons did to the Packers?
That could be your new segment. Just keep quiet.
Just shut up. Yeah, it just kind of comes off as bitter. I think he was trying to maybe compliment the Falcons in a roundabout way, maybe. I don't know. But just it didn't really come across very well, in my opinion.
I mean, Des Bryant is going to be Des Bryant. Yeah. I'm interested to see what the Cowboys are going to do with Tony Romo in the offseason, whether he's going to bring him back as their starter and then bench Dak Prescott, or if they're going to pull the trigger on Romo. I would venture to guess that Romo is probably going to be a starting quarterback somewhere else other than Dallas, even though I think he's far and away better than Dak Prescott. And I think if Romo would have been healthy, the Cowboys would have won the Super Bowl this season, my opinion.
Wow, over. Okay. All right, how about this? A couple of great articles on southernsportsedition.com. The article about Coach Freeman, the Kip.
Yeah, that was
Kip
a great article.
Like
yeah,
that.
Former Pirate coach Maurice Freeman, who, of course, is now coaching over at Brooks County. And the storms come through, and Kip Branch goes over to Adel, meets up with Freeman, and they spearhead a lot of relief efforts over there. and just a fantastic story. You can check that out on thesouthernsportsedition.com. Great. Yep. Thanks for bringing that up.
No problem. And also, my article on there was fantastic as well. the Jaguars.
That's like a page out of Jason Bishop's book, telling everybody how great something is that you did. But we've been hanging out too long.
The Jaguars' potential draft picks. I kind of was intrigued thinking about that since they're not obviously not playing football right now. They have to think about the future. I wasn't sure really where they may go. I thought Cam Robinson may be a possibility. Dalvin Cook could be a possibility. And also Jamal Adams out of LSU if they want to really complement that secondary with Jalen Ramsey and those guys.
Yeah, I think they either have to take an elite running back or trade down and get depth. One or the other. Either take the elite running back or trade down and get as many picks as you can for where you are. Other than that, you don't need anything else.
Yeah.
It's the best talent roster of any team that's going to be in the top five picking. Mm-hmm. And I think next year with a new coach, if everything falls in line the way it should, I think Jacksonville on paper is a playoff team. I really do. I thought they were last year.
Right.
And so now if you go get that elite running back and you take some more pressure off of Bortles, you either get the elite running back or you trade back, one or the other.
And you got the ticket possibilities of selling more tickets, bringing in the local kid from the state of Florida and Dalvin Cook.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
It's time to get yourself into that awesome new ride you deserve. And the place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2017 Camrys and Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Let Cunningham Jewelers take the stress out of finding that perfect gift. Lockets, bracelets, necklaces, and much more. Valentine's Day is special, so make her feel special. Sterling silver locket and chain for only $75, and a ton of gifts under $100 to fit your budget. Mention you heard this commercial and get 20% off. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
Wake up with This Morning, America's first news, first thing every week.